Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
It may well possess a rudimentary intelligence.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Felt a great disturbance in the force.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ray.
Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Where's the goodies?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
You filthy criminal.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Here are your hosts, Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Little people, you're worth a fortune.
Let it go!
Sunday nights on this station, a nightmare comes your way on Land of the Giants.
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani with the rather colossal David Cohen. Because we are discussing all things big, right?
Bigger.
Bigger, because last week we took a look at the incredible shrinking movies.
Yes.
And currently led by, of course, the Ant-Man phenomenon, and a little bit by the Atom in that TV show, the, what's it called, Justice of Tomorrow? What's it called again? Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow.
But there's been a development here. On July 1st, Steven Spielberg, who has directed a movie called BFG, which is Big Friendly Giant, will be released. One of our most successful directors of all time takes on the giant story. He also previously did, remember what we talked about last week, Inner Space, and that's a story about, you know, resizing on the small level. So is this movie, the BFG, is it going to be a big hit?
It was a big book. It was a very popular children's book. It's been around for a long time.
Right.
Younger people's books, I should say, not children's.
Well, right? Yeah, I guess the
Roald Dahl.
Yes,
Roald Dahl.
His estate gave Steven Spielberg the right to do this movie, which they held back a long time. So I presume it's going to be done well. But what's the continued fascination with all things being resized, and why now, when we took a look at giants, why are giants of any interest? I mean, it was in Harry Potter you saw the giants, right?
Sure. Well, it makes sense. If we have a fascination with watching people get really tiny, we should probably have a fascination with watching people get, you know, huge. Because when you become tiny, everything around you it's all proportional, right? Is huge. So it makes sense.
But when you get big, you become a monster. It's a total different thing.
Right.
You get angry at the world. You're not into the whole thing. You're stepping on stuff. You're like Godzilla walking over, you know.
This title is Big Friendly Giant. So
Do you know the story? It's not really friendly.
No, I know.
These giants are eating young kids.
Yes.
And there's one giant
without
that bites
permission.
The trim.
Without permission, which
right.
is really wrong.
But if we take a look at this, it started this business of giants with Gulliver's Travels in 1726. Jonathan Swift.
Where they tied the giant down. Right.
Exactly. You know, I'm not a huge fan of it, but Jack Black did do a movie in 2010, Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
Tried to redo it.
For the first time in his life, people are looking up to him.
Starting to love this place.
Don't you miss your subjects and the White House and the Millennium Falcon?
Yeah, but Vice President Yoda can run things without me for a while.
But just when he thought he found his place, they found out who he really was.
I'm sorry. I'm just a guy from the mailroom.
Gulliver's Travels.
I mean, it had a different take on it. It added some comedy to it. It tried to.
You can't. You can't make this genre. The way it's different than the shrinking part, you cannot make a comedy of being too big.
Really?
Because you become a monster. No matter how you slice it, you can't make a funny
monster.
But he
used that monster to battle the forces of evil against the Lilliputians, you know?
Right, but it tried to be a comedy, and it failed.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Either you're going to be a comedy or you're going to be serious, and I think they tried to be both in that. And they're trying to be faithful to the original Gulliver's Travels, which is a classic book, but I don't know, just didn't
capture
my
fancy.
But
you just said it. You become really large, you're going to be angry, mad, ticked off. And
you're going to be pretty hungry, man. I mean, he ate, in the book, in Gulliver's Travels, Gulliver ate one meal was 1,000 Lilliputians' meals. Right. So how do you sustain that, too? Think about just that alone.
Well, I mean,
alone.
It's high in protein, but, yeah, I think that...
well, not enough. Lilliputians. Don't talk about their meals. He ate 1,000 of their meals.
Oh, he should have gone for the Lilliputians.
Well, then he'd have no subjects.
They're more filling, I think.
Alice in Wonderland
one
had fun
turn
with
it. One deserves another. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a white rabbit. So, if you don't mind...
Eh? Oh!
There he is! I simply must get through!
Sorry, you're much too big. Simply impassable.
You mean impossible?
No, impassable. Nothing's impossible.
Nothing's impossible in Alice in Wonderland. 1865, that novel was. And as you know...
Before drugs.
Yes. Tim Burton and Johnny Depp did a movie in 2010, which now has a sequel coming out this year, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, Alice in Wonderland's got an interesting take on it. She gets small and big.
Yes.
She has trouble
Alice
in both. Yep.
When she's 10 feet tall. Okay. Jefferson Airplane.
Well, I could have put a clip in there if you would have added that input into the preparation of the show.
Right, just show
nice.
Me the outline, you know, more than an hour before we go on air. Could have helped you.
It's possible. The Amazing Colossal Man, 1957, finally brought the big giant man, if you will. Now, this was a man, not just humankind. This was a man, big giant madman in Las Vegas, wreaking havoc.
She's a girl who loved a man. A man who, in a flash, became a living threat to humanity.
Glenn Manning is growing from 8 to 10 feet a day. The moment, he's 18 feet tall. Tomorrow, he'll be 26 feet. The next day, 35, maybe 40, and the next day...
But you've got to stop it!
For the immeasurable power of this ever-growing mammoth portends a fate that terrifies the universe. A man once loved by a woman, now feared by the whole world.
A 60-foot giant in the streets of Las Vegas.
Now, the only problem I have with this movie is a 60-foot giant in the streets of Las Vegas, quite frankly, would go unmolested. No one would even know the guy's there. Everybody's gambling. Everybody's at shows. No one is walking the streets of Las Vegas.
Plus, there aren't that many streets in Las Vegas.
Right.
When you get off, I guess he's off the strip. When
yeah.
you're off the strip, you have plenty of desert land to walk around in. Why do you have to hang out by the strip?
Right, exactly. He's not going to be touching any dice. He's not going to be playing cards. Nothing. It's too small. So
well, I love how the guy says he's going to grow 8 to 10 feet every day. And then he starts giving you examples of how tall he'll be. Yes, we get it.
And
we can do that math.
The love
you.
Interest says, we got to stop
we
it.
Have to, well, we have to stop. Stop him.
This was the
stop
state
him, I
of
didn't
the
think
art.
Think of that.
1957. What if you didn't stop growing? What would, you know, think about that. That's the, if you didn't stop growing, sooner or later you would be larger than Earth and you'd die, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't drink it, eat
right.
any air, have any air. You couldn't eat anything.
Of floating around in space.
So that's kind of horrifying, not stopping growing large.
Right. Well, once you get out of the Earth's atmosphere, there's no oxygen.
Right, so then,
so, well, then
it's a death
die.
Sentence. Getting
right.
small, while horrifying too, you don't at least you don't die.
Well, apparently though, you can get to a really small enough state where, believe it or not, the oxygen molecules are too large.
Interesting.
Too large to breathe in. That's another problem with getting small. Not that it could ever happen. but getting large, there's got to be something with that, too, where the air is too thin or, you know. But basically, you're doomed is
well,
what it comes down to.
Getting large is not enough food. Let's face it. There's no – what are you going to eat?
Plus, every step you take, you're killing millions of people, right? You got to feel a little guilty.
Well, every step you kill a couple of people. Sooner or later, you know, you run a mile, you'll kill a people, you know, a million, something like that.
That's true.
You know,
if you lay down, you
maybe
probably
you live in a desert. Maybe you just stay in the Mojave Desert and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a problem getting
it
big.
It is a problem.
It really is a problem. Something that...
We've established... I think we fully established the fact that, yes, being 80 feet tall is a problem.
It's a problem. We're going to dive into this theory.
Right.
Next section, I'm going to give you the floor for 8 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to tell me what would you do if you got big? Why is it a problem? How does it... you know, affect your life, and how is it different compared to getting small? Which is better, getting big or getting small? Which would you think would be better?
Probably.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is tough.
One
it's, I think getting small is a little easier.
Well, at least you wouldn't go hungry. Let's presume you stop at some point. You
right.
get small and you stop, and you get big and you stop. Not this ad infinitum stuff.
Yeah. I think small was still think small would be easier.
More horrifying, though. And it, everything can eat you.
Yeah. Someone... All right, well, we'll have time later.
To follow that up with Everything Old Is New Again.
You're listening to Everything Old Is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
So we were talking about, like, what would you do if you were, like, 100 feet tall, and,
right,
and it was irreversible? You couldn't...
Well, then I would suggest that you would become, like, the king of the planet. You're huge. You just make people get you, food. I don't know what else you do for fun.
How could you hear them, right? I mean, are you that... I think you're that big where they can be talking to you and you can't...
That's possible.
Hear them. Plus, where are you going to watch Game of Thrones, right? So that's going to suck big time.
Right. You make your own Game of Thrones. You are going to be the giant that everyone fears. The naked giant. Because where are you going to get the clothes from?
Oh, yes. You'll be completely naked. That's right.
Yeah.
But the good thing is you won't be able to hear people laughing at you. So,
Well, you could take a bath, so to speak, in the Atlantic Ocean and watch the cruise ships go by and sort of play with them, like as you have, like your
toys
little kid.
In the bathtub.
I mean, it's horrifying. It's not a lot of fun. I would think getting both of them would get you upset. I think getting larger without a hope of getting smaller would get you more upset.
I think so too, because if you get small. But you have maybe friends or family that see you.
Right.
They could at least care for you in some way.
Right.
You know?
Give you like a matchbox. You ever see those little the box itself?
Yeah.
Make a bed out of that and
that
put you in
cool.
there. And okay, you could do something. But this is what would happen or does happen when a woman who's being cheated on sees an alien in the desert that touches her. And then, in fact, as a result of being touched by this alien, she becomes the 50-foot woman.
What she saw was beyond belief until others, too, faced its hideous, uncontrollable menace. Attack of the 50-foot woman, incredibly huge, with incredible desires for love and vengeance.
So she's married. Listen to this now.
Yeah.
This is a great story. She's married. She's in the desert, as I explained. She gets touched by this alien, which is bizarre, and it makes her grow. Her husband is cheating on her with his secretary. This 50-foot woman in 1958 knows where the secretary and husband are at a bar. She rips the top of the building off and reaches in and gets revenge upon them as the 50-foot woman. Like, is that the only thing, or is that maybe that's the first thing you would do as the 50-foot woman? But is she... Does she have hopes of winning the husband back by doing that? I don't...
What does she do? Does she kill them both, or does she...
I don't want to ruin the surprise. Well, really
they did a remake of that.
They
like
sure did.
10 years
Daryl
ago,
Hannah,
right?
Yep.
Weren't there two 50-foot women in that movie?
I don't remember.
I think there were.
There were. Okay.
It was crazy.
But, you know, like, that's what's on your mind?
So you can exact
that's the
revenge.
Thing that's on your mind.
Right, that's what you're going to do.
I'm 50 feet tall. I can't get a meal. I'm wearing... nonsense. I don't know what I'm wearing. Circus tent. And I'm going to look for my husband so I can see him cheating at the bar. I'm going to rip off the top of the bar to look in and see little people. That's what's on your mind?
What did Shakespeare say? There's nothing something than a woman scorned?
Yeah, I mean, that's unreal.
Hell hath no fury like that of a woman scorned.
Exactly.
So, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Now, assuming that you're not in that kind of relationship, you were saying before that if you're that tall, you might as well just off yourself, right? Because you're going to be hurting people. You're going to end up dying anyway.
No, that, you said I would never do that. I would try to live. Well, I would become a... I would really enjoy, like, by the equator or, you know, in the ocean, in the water. I would stay in the water a lot of the time because there this is not an issue at all. The main problem is food.
And what? You have no clothes, right?
So you stay in the ocean, you're floating around all day long, having a nice time. The question is, maybe you could, like, you know, reach in for sharks and things. I don't know. What are you going to do for
reach
food?
Reach in for sharks.
Reach in and reach down, 100 feet down, and get some sharks and
like you're going to basically
whales
you're going to eat a whale.
Yeah, you're going to eat a whale, right.
Okay. It's
right.
like a protein bar
right.
for you.
Exactly. If, you know, maybe swim up to like Hawaii and Hawaii will be like your dinner table.
Not to get disgusting, but here's another thought.
Yes.
Where are the bathrooms?
What well, that's why you're in the that's why you're in the Atlantic Ocean.
So that won't change.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's what it's all about. Or you could do this. They've approached this topic on The Twilight Zone in an episode called The Little People, where an astronaut landed on a planet, and as opposed to Land of the Giants, where you were small, this astronaut was huge and was able to then, like Gulliver in a way, he ruled the society of these little people on this planet. But then he became very nasty. He was not a benevolent guy. Mm. His absolute power corrupts absolutely. We've heard that before. So that's what happens there. And then this is the end to that Twilight Zone episode, The Little People.
Go away! You can't stay here! Go away! Don't you understand? I'm the god!
I don't know what's the difference. We're not here exploring. But you're making repairs. Come on. Let's get out of here.
How about that? So if you could visualize that. The astronaut is the god, so to speak, of this planet because he's so big with these little people. He actually made them build a statue of him. And then all of a sudden, other aliens land on this planet that are twice the size, or I guess six times the size of this guy.
Ah.
And they see him, and they pick him up, and they touch him, and they kill him by mistake. And those giants are like, yeah, well, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're not explorers. We're here to fix the problem. Let's get out of here. Some other problem. And so it's all, you know, relative, just like Dr. Seuss right. did with Horton Hears a Who, you yeah. know. So that's the thing. You could become a benevolent or an evil ruler of these little people, but sooner or later, it's not gonna cut it for you.
No.
What are you gonna do for entertainment?
I'd rather. Right. Exactly. There's nothing to do for entertainment. You can't watch TV, which for me would be the ultimate death sentence. But I'd still rather be small, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
Because I think when you become smaller, you have a better chance of. Especially if you're around friends or family, of someone seeing you and making sure nothing happens to you. So, you know, they could feed you, they could care for you.
Right.
But when you're that big, no one could do anything for you.
You can watch TV when you're little.
Right. I mean, like,
talk about big screen TVs.
Oh, wow, that's really big screen. Yeah, exactly. I mean, IMAX would be out because that, forget it.
Yeah.
Right? So you'd have to go to a little theater or maybe just watch on someone's iPhone.
You
that would be
iPhone
your IMAX.
That. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, that actually wouldn't be such a bad life.
I'm kind of liking the little thing now.
Yeah, the little thing's not so bad. You sleep in a matchbox box. You have a little iPhone for, you know, for your entertainment.
As long as someone's caring for you.
And as long as somebody's, yeah, you don't need that much food. I mean, really.
That's the key, I think.
One slice of cheese will last like a week and a half. You know, those little individual slices?
Right.
I mean, what else would you eat?
You don't need much, right? When your family is eating dinner, you just go on the table and just eat the crumbs. That's really all you need to sustain
But what
yourself.
Are you? I mean, that sounds like, you know, a lot of people that are just graduating college now just looking for a job and down in the basement hanging out watching TV.
So they're like normal-sized shrunken people, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, where do you go from there? I mean, I don't know.
You know, if we shrunk you wouldn't be any different.
Right.
You're still mooching off us. We still got to take care of you.
You'd still be watching TV on your iPhone.
Right.
Where are you going with this? I mean, at some point, you gotta think about your value. You know, what are you going to do?
When are you going to grow up? I can't grow up.
When we get back, we're going to enjoy more things and all things big in the entertainment field. Everything old is new again. Listen to that. Twilight Zone. They covered these issues great, didn't they? Twilight Zone?
They did.
How's that sound? Dick, dick, dick.
Now, back to America's Entertainment Pop Culture Talk Show. Everything old is new again. With Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
I tell you, gentlemen, science has agreed that unless something is done and done quickly, man as the dominant species of life on Earth will be extinct. within a year. Because in one moment of history-making violence, nature, mad, rampant, wrought its most awesome creation. For born in that swirling inferno of radioactive dust were things so horrible, so terrifying, so hideous, there is no word to describe them.
Wow, that sounds like your in-laws are on the way over. But other than that, that is a little piece of coming attraction for them. Do you remember this movie? Any idea? 1954, Giant. What are they?
Yes,
giant ants. What a great movie, huh? James Whitmore. Remember that?
No. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've never seen them.
I was such a fan of all of these monsters, these big animals, basically, that got huge. And this is Everything Old is New Again. I was still investigating the resizing type of movies. Now, up till now, we've talked about men and
humans,
women.
Right.
Or humans. We haven't talked about, and I'm going to stray a little bit here, because I really enjoy a Saturday afternoon turning on these big monster movies from whether it's King Kong or Godzilla or these movies from Japan, but they're not around all that much anymore. Have you seen too many of them or no?
No, you mean these old movies?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
They don't play them so much.
Because they're not that good.
But they're fun. They're a lot of fun. I really enjoy them. So I think that's...
Yeah, that's definitely your thing.
That
yeah.
is my thing. I know them so well. I can't believe how well I know these animals. I would you know, just say that this is something that's right up my alley because I grew up with it, you know?
Yeah, well, I knew that about you. And so what I did, since I knew we were going to be talking about this at some point, I have a little quiz for you.
Ah.
Yes, and the quiz is, it's an audio quiz, because we're on the radio.
Yes.
But it's going to be sounds of famous giant monsters. Just the sounds, and I'm going to play each one, because I have a pretty good idea that you're going to know each monster's name based on the sound that you hear.
And that's because of my misspent youth. You know, there are kids that people know baseball, although I know baseball pretty good too, but you know all this useless information from what you did as a kid, you know, all the Bowery right. Boys movies, you know, all the Abbott Costello stuff, whatever you've done as a little kid. This was really, besides Abbott Costello, this was like, if Abbott Costello was a rerun, you know, the movie I've seen already, I went right to these. These were never ending, always a lot of fun. So I'm interested in this challenge. Yeah. I don't know if I could do it. I have no idea, but let's
see. All right, well, it'll be interesting
do.
To see. So, all right, let's start with this first clip. See if you know who this is.
Wow.
Do you know it?
I feel like all of Northport just got blown off the map. Pretty loud. yes, I mean, like, put it this way, I'm trying to put it together. Those are giant grasshoppers. You can tell that sound for sure, right?
Yes.
That sound. So listen to that. You hear it? That's a giant grasshopper.
Okay.
I'm
going
to tell you that it's a Peter Graves movie, the guy from Mission Impossible. Remember him?
Right. Yep. You're on the right track.
It was a takeoff of that the one we just saw them. I think it was.
Be great if we just cut the sound so that.
Yeah. Here we go.
There we go.
It's called The Beginning of the End.
Yes.
The Beginning of the End. Yes.
Wow.
Peter Graves. Okay. Giant grasshoppers. I'm ready for the next one. Let's see what you can do. Oh, come on. That's Godzilla.
Yeah, that was too easy.
That's easy.
That was too easy. How about this one? How about this one? You ready? Go.
Hmm. Yeah, it's so lame. I know exactly what it is because it's so incredibly lame. It's a giant moth.
By
you
the
see
name,
this thing?
By the name
of?
Oh,
of course, it's Mothra. And
right.
he spins webs.
Yeah.
From his tongue. Have you seen this?
It's really... Yeah.
It's horrible. But
he was a big rival.
The Japanese love that. He's a big rival of Godzilla. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right,
let's see what the next one is.
Next monster.
What? Do you play that one again? I was talking. Oh, hear the electrical part of it?
Yeah.
You hear that in the beginning, that electric?
Yes.
That's Rodan, who is
yes.
known so well as... First of all, he was an adversary to... Godzilla. And then after that, they were together a lot of the time. Calling all monsters for one movie, they were together as allies. Ah. He was like kind of a big, it's not really a pterodactyl, but he kind of looks like a pterodactyl.
I see.
You know? And,
so they were like frenemies.
Correct. He's got these like these sonic blasts and then the wind storm from sonic wind storm from the wings. You remember that?
Yes, vaguely. Yes, vaguely.
I love all this stuff. It's all unreal.
We
keep going. Continue to bring back memories.
Sounds almost human.
That thing sounds like it's so much like distress.
Yeah.
And I remember there was one monster that was... Can you play that again, Mike? It's always in distress.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint. It's a giant.
It's a giant monster. And, all right, I'll give you a hint. I'll give you one
word.
Does
it fly? Let me ask you that. Does it fly?
It does not. No, it does not. Well... I think it does, although you wouldn't think it would.
Okay, then I know exactly what it is.
All right.
Oh, do you have a hint you want to give me instead?
It's a mammal-like creature.
The thing that gives it away is that you don't know that it flies. It does fly. It's called Gamera. It's the giant turtle.
Right.
It's always in distress. If you were a giant turtle, wouldn't you be distressed too? I mean, it's not a moving target. This thing just stands there.
Yet it flies.
But it's weird because it stands on its 2 feet.
Right.
And then flying, it spins, if you remember. It spins and spins.
Right.
And then, later on, it spun with like flames coming out of each where the legs would be and stuff. They
Very
really took,
bizarre.
They took a little license with
All right,
them.
I have two more for you.
All right. Yeah, that's my friend J.J. Abrams. Remember him doing a little documentary? I'm stalling right now. A documentary on like a Godzilla coming to a city. It was almost like...
So it was recent. It was recent.
What was that one that where they have the kids that go camping and they're all afraid of what's going on there? Do you remember that one? The horror movie? The horror movie where the girls crying in the tent? You don't remember that one from like 10 years ago?
No.
All right. Well, I'm not an expert in that, but
You mean...
Say it.
With the witches?
Yes.
The witches?
At the end with the kids being lined up in the old house. I'll have to look that up. But this one I know is, I just got it, Cloverfield.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. This is
very good.
Thank you.
All right.
You're celebrating a little in advance with that glass of champagne there. We have one more to go.
It's water.
Oh, the planes give it away. The planes give
they
it
should
away.
Should have cut the helicopters, yeah.
That's King Kong, and play it again, because I want to see which one that is. There's three King Kong movies. That's the 2005 one with Peter Jackson, which was tremendous, tremendous movie. I think that was the best Godzilla ever. King Kong ever.
Better than the original from 1930, whatever?
Yeah, because he included scenes that were not in the original, that were storyboarded and so forth, but were lost and never done. Remember when we were down in the valley? If you saw the movie, they were in the valley with all these big insects attacking them, and they were shooting them with machine guns. That was a scene in the original movie that did not make it in 36. So it did make it in 2005.
Man, you were 7 for 7.
How
That's
sick
impressive.
Is that? I wish I could do something to make a couple dollars being 7 for 7 for those sound effects.
Yeah, you can't. That's the sad part.
I can't. Well, let's play the Godzilla theme on the way out, and we'll be right back on Everything Old Is New Again to finish off our discussion of all things large and small. The resizing type of movie. Everything Old Is New Again.
This is Everything Old Is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Is Godzilla coming?
Yes, he is. He is approaching quickly.
King Kong has entered Tokyo.
Welcome back to Everything Old Is New Again. That's a little clip from King Kong vs. Godzilla 1962. Did you know that they are in the works to do Godzilla vs. King Kong that will be released, May 29th, 2020.
2020?
Yeah.
That's 4 years from now.
I know.
Well, if they have to first create the monsters, that
takes with
them.
Godzilla, right.
They got to find them.
They got to find a big ape. They can just go to the North Pole, they would find one. Godzilla 2, though, will be premiering June 2018. The movie that you liked is now, you know, set for that. And that character that we saw previously, that Rodan, the last...
Right, which is the moth?
Which is the giant pterodactyl type of character. That, he will appear in Godzilla 2 as well.
Oh, thank
goodness. They're
going to
be on Monster Island. That's what's going to take place. Remember Monster Island?
Yes.
So those two, and I'm sure more, will be back.
Well, the Godzilla versus King Kong thing, it's playing on the Superman versus Batman, the Marvel Civil Wars thing. Why not?
Yes, but it was the original. The original was 1962. Think about it.
But I'm saying, I'm sure that spurred.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then Steven Spielberg, as we said before, July 1st is releasing Big Friendly Giant. So this stuff of these movies, this idea of getting big, or as we did last week, getting really small, is in. Really in. So I said to myself, what are we going to do? I found, on YouTube and the internet, you could find almost anything. I found a machination, a way to make you small and make me big. And so we'll play with that a little bit and see what we would be like if you were like, now this is going to shrink you down to about 3 inches.
Okay.
And I'm going to be careful
here. At the same time? Oh, so you're going to be huge. You're going to blow up. I'm going to get small at the same time.
Right, exactly. But I'm going to put the microphone way down so we can still hear you. So
okay.
I'll hear you through the microphone while we get the speaker working.
And then
I'm going to open a window so, you know, when I'm, get large, I'm going to, I guess, have to, I don't know.
You're going to have to go outside to do
it. I'm going to have to yell. I'm going to have to yell.
You're going to have to be outside.
Do you think we should do it at the same time or should we do one at a time?
I don't know. Maybe it's better if we do one at a time.
All right. So let's zip you.
All right.
With this. Now, I promise I will, of course...
Bring me back.
Bring you back before the end of the show.
We've
got a few minutes for that.
So this is real time.
Real time.
What would we do if this happened? Because it's happening.
What would you
it's
do?
It's actually happening.
It's going to happen right now.
Go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
That's it. There he is. It's done.
Wow, dog, I think it worked.
It's unreal. He sounds better.
I do?
You sound better. You're quiet. You're demure. There's no real issues with, like, blowing your nose. You're not eating any food. And if you do, I won't hear it, so I don't care.
I'm eating the crumb. It's delicious.
The crumb off that the big David Cohen has been eating for the entire show of that cookie.
You're so freaking loud. Can you whisper a little bit?
Oh, yeah. You sound like the fly. You sound like David Hennessy.
Help me.
Now, here's the thing. You're that small. What's the perception? What are you looking at in this room that looks a lot larger that you never even noticed before?
Well, I'm on the table, and I'm looking around at your iPad, which looks like an IMAX screen. And right now, I have to go to the bathroom. So where am I going to do this?
Well, there's a little cap from the water bottle
here.
That it almost looks like you're walking into the water bottle.
All right, well, that's like 100 yards away from me. Let me see if I can... All right, can you just close your
eyes?
Let
me move the cap a little closer to you. No, I'll put this little... It's a little little book here I've got. I'll put it in front so you get a screen.
Privacy screen?
All right. Your privacy screen. What's your perspective? It's really not so great.
Urinating is the same.
Not really, because there's no... It's like barely anything here, so it's good.
I'm done.
Okay.
So, let me ask you something. Would you be able to pick me up and just give a different perspective? Just put me near that electrical outlet over there?
Yeah, okay. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
You jump on board.
All right. There you go. Okay.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
So what's that all about?
That's really cool.
That's it?
Yeah. I just wanted to see what an outlet looks like. Really?
Why don't you see if you can put your hand in there. See if you can climb in there. See what it's like.
Well, I'm not stupid.
Your brain size is the size of a pea, but you're not stupid. You've retained your brain sense.
I got to say, this is pretty cool.
All right.
Could you zap me back?
You got to zap you back. Okay. This is horrible for you. It really is. Horrible for everyone listening. It's horrible. There we go. We've zapped you back. So
the perspective is really
a different perspective,
it's,
though.
It's pretty cool.
Are you looking up everyone's nostrils, though, as you're looking at them and talking to them?
No, basically I was just really fascinated by how big everything really seemed, and even the smallest dust particle was like a tumbleweed.
Yeah, there's a lot of dust. Well, I'll have you clean on the way out.
I was going to try to be brave enough to climb into the wall, just to kind of see the circuitry and all that, but I didn't want to die.
All right. Well.
All right. So your turn, and we're gonna. We're
a little
make
bit
you
frightened
bigger.
About this. Yeah, this is going to be a tough one.
but you're going to go outside.
I got to step outside.
You have room to grow.
Yeah.
We have a window here that
we got the sliding glass door. I'm going to go right out here. And
we're going to open it. Okay. So,
are you ready? Am I ready?
You're the one that has to be ready. For
really
this.
Not ready for this. But all right.
All right. Well, wow. You're pretty tall. What's it like out there?
I can barely see you. What's it all about? I look at this house, and all I see are shingles missing from the top of the house. Was this a tough winter? I got to call the insurance company. What? I don't know what happened. I don't know why I have to look at this perspective. Oh, wait a minute. What's that next door? Oh, someone's sunbathing. Interesting.
Can you hear me from up
what?
There?
What? Say it again.
Can you hear me from up there?
I have my earphones on. I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. They still fit. They blew up with you.
No, they just put the... They're now like earphones. Instead of over the ear, they
earbuds.
Go in the ear like earbuds. Yes.
Got it. So you're the same angry homeowner at this giant size that you were.
I'm the big effing giant, and I don't mean friendly at this point. I'm not too happy with the neighborhood the way it looks at present. From this perspective, there's a lot of work to be done.
Hey, do me a favor, will you? Because I got to drive home after the show. What's the traffic looking like on the expressway?
The Lyon Expressway is clear. Actually, that would be a nice job.
Yeah, clear out the expressway, will you?
Well, I could do it instead of getting in a helicopter and doing, traffic reports. I could just stand here and do it.
Well, I was wondering if you could help me. If there's any traffic tie-ups, just pick some of the cars up and move them out of the way for me.
I'm
thinking,
yes.
Later on, that can come in very handy.
I can do that, but I'm not staying big long enough to do that. I'll give you the traffic report. It does look clear.
That should be exciting.
It looks clear to New York City from here.
I mean, we could put someone in a helicopter to do that.
This perspective is just horrible. This is horrible. It's like flying in a plane and landing and never getting down there.
Can you walk around, or will you be stepping on people?
I just stepped in the pool. The pool's open now. It wasn't open before. It's open now. I got to get small again. I'm running out of time.
All right. We're going to make it small.
Wow.
Normal size.
I got to tell you, this whole thing is a widening of horizons. We may have to do 7-8 more shows just on getting big alone.
Can I get small again?
But anyway, we've enjoyed it. Hopefully you've enjoyed our
perspective. Wait, we're out of time?
We're out of time. We're going to look and get happy with big, friendly, giant Steven Spielberg. What do you have? Any last words to say, Mr. Small?
No.
Okay. Don't worry about the time.
I'm glad to be normal again.
Exactly. All right. Come on back. Everything Old is New Again next week. Have some more fun. Bringing some fun to the radio. Having the arguments you love to have on Everything Old is New Again. If you're looking for us, it's .biz. Everything Old is New Again. .biz.